In the early part of the 20th century, artists started using found printed papers, pasting them on the drawings and paintings. And this technique was called papier collé, which is the French for glued paper. Later on, this started to be known as collage. Collage is mostly bidimensional, but when other non-flat, more three-dimensional types of objects started being incorporated on the surface of works on paper and paintings, the surface of these started becoming more articulate rather than bidimensional painting or drawing. And these type of works started being called assemblage instead. With assemblage, works become more sculptural, and in some cases, especially with Surrealism and Dada, entire found objects started being assembled to create unexpected juxtapositions between textures and elements. Cubists like Picasso and Juan Gris had an interest in exploding the surface of two-dimensional works in painting in particular by articulating the surface so that there was a confusion in terms of the depth of the represented surface. And bringing three-dimensional elements into the work was one way of complicating this further. The incorporation of found objects into artworks is now an established medium and technique that continues to be used by contemporary artists.